Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Bob Plott. We're back live and local in the studio on this Monday morning. Good to have you with us this morning. Well, we want to ask you a question. How was your Thanksgiving? I'm going to ask it again. How was your Thanksgiving? Good. Glad you had a good time. Family, friends, and all those kinds of things, and leftover turkey sandwiches with some dressing. And oh, man, I'm getting hungry already. Actually, I'm hungry for breakfast already. Well, it's time now for a Commander's Corner on this Monday morning. Presented by KHII and KEDU Radio in cooperation with our good friends at Holloman Air Force Base. This morning, our guests include Chief Martin, 49th Wing Command Chief, Master Chief, Master Sergeant Jeffrey Martin. Chief, I'll get it right. Okay, I'll get it right.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for helping me out there. How you doing this morning?
Doing great. Wrapping up Thanksgiving part of the holiday season. My wife and I got away and went on a Royal Caribbean cruise for 7 days out of Miami. And so, you know, I came back here and it's like 31 degrees, you know, when we got back to Alamogordo. I wasn't used to that. Wasn't ready for it.
Well, you know, I may have not been ready for this morning either. I'm still thinking turkey and dressing and mashed potatoes and everything else. But the cruise is a nice way to travel.
Yeah, it was nice. So we went out for our anniversary, and our anniversary, 29-year anniversary, was on the cruise, and then they had Thanksgiving dinner on the cruise ship as well.
Oh!
And if you've ever been on a cruise, you know that they have some really fine dining. So this was Thanksgiving even elevated beyond what it normally is.
Yeah, and it's continually eating. There's always a table set.
Oh yeah. I ate and drank way too much, more than I should have on the ship, and I didn't run a single second.
Oh, we've got the aces of races coming
up. I know,
up.
Yeah.
Are ace of races. You're going to have to make up for that.
Yeah, I'm going to get some in. I'll get some in this week. I ended up doing a 20-mile run before I left for the cruise, so hopefully that got me to my longest run before we head out there. But yeah, Holloman Marathon, if you're still interested in running Holloman Marathon, the last day to sign up is noon on December 8th. That's the day before the actual marathon. Right now, we have an astounding number of people signed up. Our goal was 200 for the first year, and we thought it would grow past that as the reputation about the Holloman Ace of Races Marathon collected. And we are up to 524 people that have signed up for the races. And that's across all the full marathon, half marathon, 5K, and the 1 mile kids dash.
Almost triple the original goal.
It's incredible.
Really is. Shows you there's a need for this, which means it's going to become an annual event, most likely.
It is going to be an annual event. We're already planning for this year and next year, and hopefully we can kind of learn some lessons for little knick-knack mistakes that we make behind the scenes that no one knows about. And keep improving this event every single year.
Yeah. Chief Martin, how are the airmen at Holloman Air Force Base responding to it? Are they excited to see this happen?
Well, I talked to some airmen out there, and some of them are really excited because they have never run a marathon before. And we have some that are into fitness or that want to be into fitness that have decided that, hey, I'm not ready for the full marathon yet, but I'm definitely going to try to tackle the half marathon, the 13.1.
Right.
And we have some that are not into running, but after the holiday, after Thanksgiving, you know, they want to get out there and at least run a 5K.
Exactly.
So we have a lot of signs. And we actually have a lot of spouses that have signed up for this race as well. A lot of excitement from the spouses group.
Yeah. You don't have to be qualified to do the marathon to have fun and be a part of the race.
That's right. And I've signed up for the full marathon, and I don't think it will be much fun at all. But I'm super excited to get out there and run my first marathon.
Yeah, but you're in shape, though, man.
We'll see how it goes. I think, yeah, Colonel Spears will be out there, and I'll be out there running, and my wife is going to walk a half marathon. We'll get a bunch of other spouses and airmen, and it's going to be a great event.
Yeah. Now, we were talking a little bit about the cookie drive earlier this morning with Danielle Rondelet, and you know, like you mentioned, the goal is incredible, and we are going to be well over that goal, I'm sure.
Yeah, we have the goal of 949 dozen cookies. 949 dozen cookies, but I think we're going to surpass that. I mean, last year we collected 1,380 dozen. So, yeah, I feel pretty confident that community is going to come together and bake enough cookies to meet or exceed our goal. And if you have an interest in baking, or even just if you want to buy some cookies, I say homemade cookies to me are a nice touch. Doesn't matter the variety.
Right.
We don't have to have only sugar cookies with frosting on them. If you want to make chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin,
peanut butter, ginger snap.
Yeah. It's like game on for any types of varieties of cookies. You can donate those cookies on December 3rd on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or Monday, December 4th from 7 to 11 a.m. And there's two different drop-off locations. So if you have access to the base, you can drop it off at the Holloman Air Force Base Community Activity Center. But if you don't have access to the base, or you just want to drop off here in Alamogordo, right, you can go to the Center of Commerce.
Yeah, and we'll be there, and that'll be on Monday at the Center of Commerce.
Monday.
From 7 a.m. until 11 a.m., I think.
7 to 11.
Right? Yeah, 7 to 11. And everything will be there live and local for that event. And we're looking forward to it because, Chief, as you know, people are so generous in Alamogordo, in the area, when it comes to our airmen at Holloman Air Force Base. They know the importance of giving them a few cookies and what difference that means to them with that holiday spirit.
Yeah, you know, we have hundreds of airmen that are at Holloman for their first time away from their family, fresh into the Air Force. Maybe they've served for, 2 weeks. Yeah, they just graduated base training. They're here serving for 2 weeks, and some have been here for 3-4 years, where this is still their first duty station. And to be away from family and friends from their hometown, and to be out here in the middle of the New Mexico desert is kind of it's not always comforting for someone to leave their family for the first time, right? But we know we have such an amazing community here that offers support for our airmen and their families. And I think the cookie drive is a great way to give our airmen a little piece of home, a home away from home.
No doubt about it, yeah. I remember when I was in the military and everything else, getting that little box from my mom and dad at Christmas time, you know. Little box was a lot of cookies. We worked in public affairs office there at Fort Greeley, and we have a chance to share that with the guys and gals that work there as well. And then when they'd get theirs in, we'd do the same thing. But that just meant so much to us. And it didn't have to be from my family, but I enjoy the ones from their family as well. And I think that's the way the cookie drive works.
That's right. Yeah, and there's such a wide variety of cookies we collected. I'll tell you, like, the pretty cookies are nice, but the flavorful cookies are my favorite. I would say, yeah, flavor over looks. But if you can combine, like, flavor and looks, jackpot.
Especially, Chief Martin, if there's a peanut butter flavor in there someplace.
I do like peanut butter.
I do, too. Dunk them in a little bit of cold milk. Hot coffee.
Perfect.
Whatever you want to do. Scoop up the rest with a spoon. Well, hey, we're going to be at an Holloman Air Force Base coming up this Friday. We've got the Winter Festival going on. It sounds like it's going to be fun.
It's going to be a great time, you know, transitioning from Thanksgiving into Christmas, New Year's, and some of the other many winter festivals that we have. Holloman Winterfest, our Force Support Squadron, puts on some awesome events for our airmen and their families, and the Winterfest is no exception. So Friday, December 1st, from 4 to 8 p.m., at the Base Exchange parking lot. It's open to anyone who has base access.
Gotcha.
And there's going to be a wide variety of free events, like... If you have kids, bring your kids. If you don't have kids, still come out. If you're older, younger, doesn't matter. Come on out. There's going to be stuff for everyone, from ice skating to training, carriage rides, kids' crafts tables, inflatables, food trucks, live entertainment. And we're going to have some Christmas market stands that are selling little Christmas holiday knickknacks. And we even have a base tree lighting ceremony going to happen at 6:30 p.m. at the chapel, which is right across the street.
Very good. That makes it easy for us as well. Now, for base access, what's required?
Well, so if you have base access, you just need an ID card. But we just instituted a new program called the Trusted Traveler Program. It's a program that we had in the past, but we've reinstated it as of November 17th. So if you have a DOD or Department of Defense ID card, whether that is a active duty guard reserve common access card or a government civilian contractor common access card, if you have a military retiree card or even a veteran health ID card, you have the ability to sponsor or co-sponsor someone in the vehicle with you. And so that Trusted Traveler Program allows you to bring a guest with you onto Holloman Air Force Base. And so earlier when I talked about this is open, the Winterfest is open to anyone with base access.
Right.
This might be a good time to be able to join in on someone who has an ID card and come onto the base and be able to experience the Winter Festival.
And so that if I have base ID card access, I can bring in a guest.
That's right. The guest should still bring an ID card. I mean, a driver's license or passport or some sort of government ID. But they don't need that to necessarily, as long as they're sponsored by someone with a valid active Department of Defense ID card.
Now, we've got all these great events going on at Holloman Air Force Base for airmen there and everything else. And there's going to be a lot of festivities, a lot of snacking, a lot of eating, a lot of fun and everything else. But yet, as we do that, we got to think about that waistline and that ace of races coming up and things like that. How are we going to work some of that off?
Yeah, I'll tell you, so we've actually had our four support squadrons have been putting on training runs and training sessions for a lot of our airmen and spouses to participate in. But there's still time to sign up for the Holloman Marathon. If you want to go out there, run a 5K, 13.1 half marathon, or the full marathon, you know, there's still time to sign up all the way through noon on December 8th.
So we encourage more and more people to go and do that. Is there a max, Chief Martin, that you can handle?
I would say no, bring it on.
Bring it on, okay.
Bring it on. Let's see how many people we can get out there. There's certainly, we planned initially for 200, and now we're expanding our planning to handle, we have 524 right now. Can we handle 6? Can we handle 8? You know, I would say we're willing to take the chance of more participants than less.
Very good. I appreciate hearing that. Now, are we getting a lot of participants from the area community outside of Holloman Airport?
Yeah, that's one of the interesting things that our marathon leads are tracking from the signups. You know, we obviously have a lot of active duty that are signed up, and we have a lot of spouses that have actually signed up for some of the races as well, but they're tracking the number of non-DOD signups, and it's actually getting much larger. So people from the area that are already runners that would like to run on an Air Force installation. We'll get some of those metrics, I think, after all is said and done. We'll kind of collect the demographics to see where the people are arriving from.
Yeah, get yourself in good shape for this and everything else and keep that shape going, and they'll be ready for the Baton Death March.
That's right. Yeah, that's down in March. And so I think these races complement each other. You know, you could train for one and then train for the other, and you kind of continue your training program and keep people in shape throughout the winter seasons.
Yeah, looking forward to all of that as well. What's going on at Heritage Park?
Oh, wow. We have, you know, Heritage Park is a park that we have of static display aircraft, aircraft that did fly at one point that have been retired. And it's kind of a little museum for Holloman Air Force Base history and 49th history, where we have aircraft that have been a part of our heritage. And amazingly, we have a lot of aircraft, but we don't have an F-16. And we currently fly the F-16 fighter jet, the Viper, right now. But we just acquired a retired F-16 Viper that we're going to add to our display of aircraft. And so the Civil Engineer Squadron is doing construction right now to prep the area, and we're going to be adding it into the air park, the Heritage Park, real soon.
Yeah, that Heritage Park is such a great place to visit. We've been out there for different things, looking at the uniqueness of the park, and it tells the history of Holloman Air Force Base.
Yeah, it's nice. I see people out the window all the time, family members that come to visit their airmen that are stationed here. I'll see them walking through the Heritage Park and taking pictures, and it's a nice honor to the heritage history and legacy that we have at the 49th and at Holloman.
Yeah. Colonel Martin, I just gave you an increase, sir.
Yeah, promotion.
A little more rank, is that all right? You don't mind?
Yeah, he's got some responsibilities that I don't necessarily need or want.
There you go. I don't want him either. You know that story, right? Chief Martin, taking a look at the holidays coming up, we probably won't have a show on December 25th. It's Christmas. We won't have. But what's the wish from Holloman Air Force Base, your family, to our listeners and the entire community?
You know, I hope that everyone has a chance to be able to spend the holidays surrounded by the love of their family and friends. And not everyone is near the family they grew up with, but you can build and create family connections amongst the friends you have in the community. So if you can have that time to be able to spend with others and enjoy some food and drink and laughter and fun, maybe some lies and jokes and I think that's the way that we should be able to appreciate and value our time over the holidays. You know, be able to take a knee away from some of the stresses and enjoy time with others.
Now, will there be any kind of a program going on within the community? Maybe I should know this answer myself. Will we invite an airman into our home for a Christmas or New Year's dinner? Is there anything like that going on this year?
Not that I know of. I don't know of a program that we have this year. Right. It's probably something that we can look at instituting for the next go around, for next Thanksgiving and beyond.
Right.
But I think it's a great idea. There are some other bases that have kind of a home away from home program.
Right.
That have those types of opportunities, and it's something that I'm actually looking at starting here with our community. So, give us some time, and we need to work on something like that.
That would be very good. Chief Martin, any final comments this morning?
Oh, I hope everyone has a happy Christmas and a happy holidays and enjoy their time with family and friends.
We're looking forward to it. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, thank you very much.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM, Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU, Ruidoso.